Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. And now, play ball. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Schilling moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is hit by the pitch. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. DeLahaz moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Power moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Held moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. DeLahaz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Dave Hillman now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Power moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Power reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland scores. Power moves to third. It's 10-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. DeLahas hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Don Dillard now playing center field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a ball on the ground. Delahas throws it away. That's an error on Delahas. Malzone scores. Runnels moves to third. Button moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Indians. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.